The Gemara says in the Darm Daf Chaf Beis, Darshan's the pasuk that says, "Ubaresim mechem amarim ha'apashim, bi amar blevi elu bnei tesha midas." These are the sons of the tesha midas, bnei asnas, mishagach, and it goes through the different people, bnei ema, bnei anus, bnei snu, bnei nidoi, bnei tmura, v'chule. That children born from such bias are, they have a certain pgam, they're considered from the bnei tes midas. It was a very fascinating machlokes between the Stipler and Rav Menashe Klein, about the Mishnah Halachas, the guy be this din of bnei tes midas. And really what comes out is there's a machlekes whether one could say the Ruba people today are B'nai Tes Midas or not. And this machlekes started from a shtickle that the Stipler wrote. And the Stipler wrote this, it's brought down in the Kilos Yachiv and Yavamis, Binyan Shiduchim. And he's coming to be matzdik that if somebody wants to marry someone from a mishpacha that did not keep Tarsa Mishpacha, so technically a child could be a Ben Nido, which could have a certain pagam. And he wanted to know, as a mutter, is it the right thing to do? Should someone refrain from marrying someone who didn't keep Taras and Mishpacha? And the Stipler goes to be mitzadah and lahakal and to be matter, that it's not a problem, and basically that there's no iser involved, and it's only a shiloh of midas, that such a person could have midas rice and have more of a chutzpah. But if you see that the person is about midas, and obviously they worked on themselves, obviously it's not a problem, and there's nothing wrong with marrying them, this is the aside that many paiskim say. So that is what the Stipler writes about in his tshuva over there. And B'Seicha Advarim, he said a very interesting thing, and this is quoted by Menashe Klein in his Chuvas Mishnah Halachas Chelek Zayin, and there's a whole back and forth, letters back and forth between him and the Stipler, very fascinating letters, and it's actually printed in its own volume called Kehilas Yisrael, which is it's a kaivitz of all the Mechtavim back and forth between the Stipler and the Menashe Klein, the Baal Mishnah Halachas. And B'Seicha Advarim, Menashe Klein quotes something that the Stipler wrote over there in that shtickle, and he's also meramis to it in the Kiel Siakov and Mud Cotton in Simon Hay, in a shtickle that he wrote about Nidui. And B'Seicha Advarim, one of the swears the Stipler said is that you don't have to worry about marrying the people who come from such a pgam of not keeping Taras and Mishpacha because of the pgam and the Midas, because he says, Ruba Druba of Klaisal anyways are from the B'nai Tes Midas, and therefore there's no chesaron in marrying such a person. So where is the Stipler coming from? What's his raya that Ruba the Inshir from the B'nai Tes Midas? So he has a very interesting cheshbon. He says like this. He says that you find that one of the B'nai Tes Midas are the B'nai Nidui, which means that someone, if the child was born for someone who is B'nai Nidui in Cherem, the Ryan says, B'nai Nidui, Shabal Ekeshu Menuda. If it happened when he was Menuda, when he was in Cherem, then that would create a Ben Tes Midas. So Stipler says the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Chav Gimel in Eben Ezra Simon Chav Gimel Siv Beis, after he goes through the Chaymer Hagadol of the Aveir of Haitzah Zer Levatala, the Shulchan Aruch says Elo Shemenafim Biyad Matzim Shechav Zer Lo Dailem Shir Zer Gadolhu. Not only is it a tremendous sister, Elo Shais is a Benidui Hu Yoshev. Somebody who does that is in Cherem. He is in Cherem. He is Benidui. What does it mean that if someone does that? He's in Nidui. So the Pashas in Shulchan Aruch is, and this is how the Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam. It doesn't mean that Bezin has to put him at the Cherem, but he is automatically Benidui. Chazal are saying that if one does this, we are putting you in Cherem now, we are putting you Benidui, you're automatically Benidui. So anyone who's Nichshon on that Chet is automatically going to be Benidui, even without Bezin putting him into Nidui. And then the Stipler brings, he says in the Sefer Reishis Chachma, in Shar HaKadusha, Perek Yitz Zayin, the Reishis Chachma says about his Dar, he says, Kosov al-Dar shekimat ein adam b'dar shenimlad m'avin hamar hazeh. The Reish Chachma says that in his generation, which was a dar deya, a chash of a dar, there's came out nobody who's not nichshol in this avera, and the Stipler, and that's in the days of the Reish Chachma. So zok the Stipler, vim badar Reish Chachma dar deya. This is a dar deya shal beisaisiv arizal. If this was true in that dar, which had the halig yidden like the beisaisiv and arizal, ma haya badar sla achra v'koshkem badar senu yasmi diyasmi. Zok the Stipler, then if that was true in those days, for sure in the generations afterwards, and in our generation, the generations only got worse. And for sure, in our generations also, there's going to be kimat ein adam shenimlat avoin hamar hazeh. So he's saying, if that's true, if you put that together with what the Reish Chachma says, with what the Shulchan Aruch says, that means the most people today are really should be benidui because of what Chazal say, and either them or they come from generations of people that were benidui, and it basically means that everyone are tes midas. And he says, Mimela, if there's no real big chilik between the way we are and the way other people are in the Midas, so it seems to be we're all in the same boat anyways, and that's another svar that he's mitzadid, then one should not refrain from marrying such a person, especially if you see that they have Midas Tavis, and there's nothing to worry about. So that's the Gemalik Echidosh of the Stipler. The most people today are from the B'nai Tes Midas. So Rav Menashe Klein is chilik on this very stark, and he says, Chas v'Shalom, to say that, the Ruba and Enshi are from the B'nai Tes Midas, And he argues on the Stipler for many reasons, and the Stipler was mekabel some of the things he wrote, and he incorporated it later on in his revised shtickle. But one of the things that Rav Nachshon Klein says to argue in this Nakuda is that he holds that most people today are not B'nai Tesmita. So what about this issue that the Stipler says everyone come from the B'nai Nidui? So Rav Nachshon Klein wants to be mechadish that there are really two different dinim and Nidui. And he's coming to answer a bunch of different kashas, but B'kitzer, what he says, there's two types of Nidui. There's a Nidui when Chazal say that you have to be put in Cherem, meaning the Bezdin puts you in Cherem, so you're not B'nidui until the Bezdin does it. Once they do it, you're talking Cherem. And then there's another type of Nidui, which is the Nidui when Chazal say, you will be B'nidui. In other words, Chazal are putting you in Cherem, they're being Menadi you. No one has to go ahead and do it. It's an automatic thing that Chazal did, they put you into Cherem. So Zuck, the Menashe Klein, he wants to say that the regular Cherem, when Bezin put you into Cherem, that Cherem can only come off if Bezin are Matu you. If they're not Matu you, then it's not going to go off. But the other type of Cherem, which comes from Nimela, the Chazal are Menadi you, Chazal, the ones that put the Cherem on you, that type of Cherem is a different type of Cherem. And that Cherem, once you do tshuva, once you're not Naig in this anymore, it automatically goes off and you don't need a heter from Bezdin. So in Mele, Zakim Nasha Klein, this Yehei Ben Nidui, the Chazal say that the Shechon Aruch Pasen Simchav Gimel, that is the second type of Nidui. It's not a Nidui that Bezdin put in the Cherem, Chazal put in the Cherem. In Mele, once you do tshuva, the Cherem goes off. And therefore, it's very shach that most people today came from people that even if they were Nechshon Net, they did tshuva. And at that point, B'Shaz Bia, they were not in Cherem, and therefore they were not B'nei Nidui. Mele says that Chalila to say the Rev of Kaisel are from the B'nai Tasmida. So that comes out of a very sentencing of Machlekes between the Stipler and Rav Nachshon Klein. Is there Malkin to say the Ruba, the Inshi are from the B'nai Tasmidas or not? And that really depends how you learn this Indian of Nidu, either two different Dinam of Nidu over here or not. And Bechla has a lot of fascinating things in these Chubas back and forth between the Stipler and Rav Nachshon Klein, Ein Sham, and the Mishnah Halachas Siman Zayin, and then the Sefer Kilas Yisrael.